Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is God bless you. Welcome again. This is Dr. Truth, Bishop Poole. We are happy to have you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We always welcome you to come into the broadcast, and we want you to, our desire is that the truth will come from a grassroots level. All listeners to call in and share their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. The subject, the word save you and from you. The word save you from you. Amen. The word save you from you. Amen. Jesus said that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Amen. There are many voices out there in the world. And there are, Jesus said, there are many teachers. Amen. Many false prophets are coming. Many false teachers. Amen. The only way you really know, amen, the truth is by searching out scriptures, praying. Amen. And once you know the truth, amen, about a subject, it will give you peace to your heart and your mind. Father, we thank you. As always, you Lord, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we ask you to bless the message and the ministers and your word. Oh, Lord, we know you're able to take all our faults, take all our needs. And, oh, God, amen, help each and every one today. Man, with tonight, tomorrow, wherever they might be listening. And we give you the praise and glory, amen, for your word. And we know that your word is true. And we praise you now. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. God bless you wherever you are, amen. Call a friend and tell a friend to listen in to Doctrine of Truth, who is on the air. Amen. Our toll-free number is 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can be saved from yourself. From yourself. It's always, amen, an issue that we always consider, amen, that helping others. But you forget about yourself. Sometimes we free, amen, we forget about ourselves and the things that we're going through. We really don't realize what's happening, amen. But Paul said, amen, there's no more condemnation, amen. There's no more guilt or problems that you don't have to condemn yourself. And the world shouldn't do it either. Amen. But they're doing it, and we want you to know what the Word of God says. We're in the book of Gospel according to the message from the book of Romans, the 7th, and we're reading the 7th and the 8th chapter. We always express the idea that you search out the Bible, whatever Bible you have, amen, and whatever Bible that you're using. Make sure you know the background, the history, the translation, because that's what you feed off the rest of your life. The rest of your life is becoming a child of God. That is your private tutor. That is your private, amen, consultant, amen, in your home, any time of the day, any time of the week. Amen. You can pick up your Bible, amen, or read your Bible, amen, and knowing that you're getting the truth, you know you get the whole picture. Amen. Anytime you want, amen, God is present. Amen. Gospel according to John said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by Him. Amen. God. Amen. The Word. The Word became flesh. Amen. And walked among us, fully God and fully man. Amen. We're reading one of Paul's letters here in the 8th chapter of Romans. And the study is, amen, therefore, There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. Amen. There's no more, amen, guilt. There should be no more expression. Amen. Nobody should condemn you, amen, of what you've done or what you're going to do. Amen. Everything now has been forgiven. Amen. In the Bible, amen, therefore there's no more who walk after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of his sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law may be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind things that are of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen. So there's no more condemnation. There's no more guilt. Amen. You shouldn't have to put yourself down anymore according to God's word. Amen. That those that walk after the Spirit of God, amen, you might make mistakes, you might have problems and situations, but amen, God forgive us. God forgive us. You are in this earth, you walk in this earth, amen, from time to time you are involved in social groups and family problems and governmental problems. Amen. You're rubbing shoulders with all type of men and women, just like you did, amen, when you was in the world, there was Christians around you, amen. Things happen around you. As you begin to grow and to move along through your daily life, amen, there are things that happen, the things that come up, amen. Maybe you didn't know you was offending anyone, or you didn't know that they was offending you, amen. But now, amen, you found there's an alternative to life. Amen. You know you wasn't in a box. When you hear the gospel of Christ, when you hear the good news of God, and the Lord say, listen, amen, if you follow me, if you follow my teaching, amen, I'll give you a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. I'll give you a hope in life. Amen. Everybody, amen, that follows after Christ, they have a hope. They got a brighter day. Amen. They got a place to go. Amen. And they understand that this world is not their own. Amen. They will strive to go through things in life. Amen. And they find out they make mistakes. They find out people plotted against them. Amen. But yet and still, nevertheless, amen, God saved them. God saved them. But now you got to fight for yourself. You got to be aware, amen, about things that are happening, amen. And not only that, but you have to be aware of your own self, the brain, amen, the memories that you have, and the past histories, amen, social friends and family, amen. They remember you from the old man. They remember you from the old man. That's what Paul said, come out from among them, touch not, handle not unclean things. Amen. Because, amen, once you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, Paul was making a statement, all things become new. Amen. So when you're in that stage, when you're in that area of becoming, amen, you're in that area of transforming, amen, you have to watch and be careful about yourself. When we're in that age of becoming, in that age of moving through life, amen, becoming new, amen, we have to understand, and this is what Paul had found. Paul had found something. When you evaluate yourself, Amen. We do it according to what the Bible says, the scripture says. And the Holy Spirit of God will reveal to us to evaluate ourselves, or he bring up to something, bring something to our past, or bring something to our knowledge. Amen. And this is what Jesus told Peter one time. And Peter went to Jesus. Peter said, "Listen, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? Seven times?" And evidently he was constantly in this contact with someone, and his brother, his family. And Jesus said, no, seven times 70. And he was alluding to the fact, amen, God always forgive us. There's no, when it come down to forgiveness, amen, and someone constantly do things against you, and God forgive us because he knows. He knows what we're dealing with. He knows what we're about. When the Lord came in the flesh and he walked among us, amen, those 33 years, he knows the battle. Amen. He knows the battle that human beings go through. He knows the battle that we have. And one of the battles that we have, and sometimes, amen, not all the time, but sometimes you have to be aware of Romans 7, amen. And I'm going to pick it up a little bit here in the scriptures, amen, in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter. And you might be hearing this from time to time from other comments and messages, but amen. But take it to heart and consider this. Paul said in Romans 7:19, "For the good that I do, I would not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now I do that I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I found then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." Now many times that you desire to do good, you have a great desire, amen, to live right. Remember that salvation, amen, when Paul told him, put on the whole armor of God in the book of Ephesians, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. The helmet of salvation consists of knowledge. When people get saved, or anyone accept Christ, they accept Christ through the gospel, through the message they hear. Amen. They accept Christ through the message they hear. And they hear the message, amen, that God will forgive them of their sin. God loved them, not their father, the mother, and sister and brother, but God loved them. Every individual, amen, this is a personal walk with them. Amen. God loved them. He cared for them. And so you come to Christ through the knowledge of what you heard. Amen. Romans say, the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. So when the gospel, which is the good news of God, good news about his son, John 3:16, is very familiar. When people accept Christ, they realize they have done something. They didn't realize they have done something against God, but God still loved them and he still forgive them. They just have to say it with their mouth, "God, forgive me of their sin. Amen. And come into my heart and I accept you as my Lord and Savior." Amen. Because it's a gift. It's a gift. You know, someone coming to you and say, "Oh, I want to give you this for your birthday, your anniversary, your retirement, or I just want to give you something, amen, would you take it, and it come from me?" And you analyze the person and say, "Well, oh, yeah, I know this person, and I will take this from them. Amen. Salvation is a gift. And you realize it comes from God, and everybody have a knowledge of God throughout their life. They always look for the moon, the mountain, the sun, the ocean, the trees. They have some type of knowledge, amen, that they know God exists. They love God. They care for God, amen. But they never thought about, amen, what Jesus' purpose was. And so when somebody explained to them what the purpose of the church and the purpose of Christ and accepting Christ, amen, they can't do it. They can't buy anything, can't do anything, because Jesus had purchased their salvation, the right for them to come into heaven. Jesus had purchased their life, amen, under him, amen. So when they come and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, it's by their head knowledge, by what they learn, amen. They sincere about it, amen. Then the next step, they have to go through, amen, the water baptism or join a church, amen, that preaches the word of God so they can grow. They can grow spiritually. They can grow in knowledge, amen, about God. And the more they understand and realize about God and the fellowship of God and walking a righteous way, amen, amen, they begin to learn about heaven, learn about the earth, learn about hell, learn about resurrection, amen, the gospel, the baptism, amen. The more they begin to learn, they begin to grow. They begin to grow. So that's what you call passing. Growth is passing. Paul say passing, amen. With man being Christ, he becomes a new creature. So a lot of us, we are still becoming, amen. We are in the becoming stages, amen. So the things that happen to us that we're not aware of are things that we constantly do. The mind, the brain has set into a habit, amen, that you never thought was hindering your fellowship with God. You're hindering yourself. So Paul was saying in Romans, Paul said, I never thought about this, but I found out why I was condemning myself and fighting myself, amen, and always confused about why I really can't really get close to God as I can. Paul said he found out, amen, that his mind was voluntarily bringing this warfare, amen. The natural life, the old body's constantly yearning after doing sin, yearning after fighting against God, yearning after not want to read or pray, yearning after want to compel and rebel, amen, against God. And Paul said he found this out. He began to examine himself. Now, where are these thoughts coming from? Where are the situation coming from? Amen. Because of the fact our bodies, our mind, amen, is not spiritual, amen, but the inner man, your inner spirit, amen. You've been born again, and that inner man, amen, it feels so great, amen, but it's always want to get out of this world. It always say, well, you know, I'm tired of this old world. I'm tired of this, all this sin and agony all the time. I'm tired of being persecuted. I'm tired of being lied on. You know, that's that passing spirit. That's that passing. You're passing. Amen. You begin to yearn for heaven. Amen. Yearning. Amen. To go and get out, your spirit begin to yearn. Amen. Begin to desire. Amen. To be in a better place in life, better place spiritually. Amen. And that's what that passing is. So if we don't be careful about it, you always beat yourself up. You always will beat yourself up. Notice in Galatians 6, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, so shall he reap. For if we sow to the flesh, shall we also reap, flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall Spirit reap everlasting life. And we got everlasting life. God has told us that. He promised that. Amen. Everything he promised, amen, is free. But we have to live. We have to live. The more we live after it and strive after it, amen, the more we feel free. We'll feel free. Amen. And he's saying, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. So we have to continue striving, amen, to do well. But here's the issue about beating yourself up or God save us from ourselves. We have to continue, amen, to follow after spiritual things, which is the word of God and the fruits of the Spirit of God. How to live in the Spirit? Love. Loving everybody. Amen. That's being kind to everybody. Joy, peace, long suffering. Yes, you can be suffering. Amen. You can be going through things that you know is not physically right. Amen. In your life, or you someone of composing things on you. Amen. But you still, amen, like Job, regardless of what happened, Job still loved the Lord. Amen. Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such is no law. Amen. So being in the Spirit of God, amen, how to live in the Spirit of God, amen, joy, peace, amen, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, amen, kindness, temperance, against such there is no law. Amen. There's no law. But if we begin to work in the flesh, if we decide to be envious against people, jealousy against people, amen, hating people, amen. All of that, we was born into sin. All that was wrapped up, amen, in the natural man. It's a natural man. So that's why the Lord told us that we have to be born again. That whole new added old spirit had to be born again. But you got things that in your memory, in your mind, and it takes fellowship with God. It takes a constant prayer life. It takes a biblical study. Amen. That the Lord began to wash through his Holy Spirit. Amen. Begin to wash and begin to cultivate a new lifestyle in your thinking. People have condemned themselves, fought against themselves. Amen. When you think you're okay, then here come the enemy bring up some bad information. Amen. You did this 50 years ago. You did this 100 years ago. God don't love you no more. So you should say, uh-oh, this is garbage coming through my eyes. This is garbage coming through my mind. I'm saying, garbage, get out of here. Garbage come in, garbage get out. I don't have time for this. And you be aware of it because you know there's no condemnation no more in Christ. There's no more condemnation. So you got to forgive yourself. You got to forgive yourself. And you cannot let, amen, old fleshly things go on in your life. Amen. Try to live two lives or straddle the fence. Amen. Because it always come back on you. It'll come back on you. And you will not be able, amen, to be aware of it because you allowed it. You allowed it. Amen. So thank God for the Spirit of God. Thank God for his word. Amen. And we have to learn to live and walk, amen, in the desire of the word of God, amen, that we can grow thereby. There will be trials and tribulation, but it helps us to grow. It helps us to be a better person. But you have to understand now, you have to, in your passing, amen, there might be some things that you have to be aware of and pin down, write down, amen. Once you accept Christ, write down all the things that you know you was really strong in, and you find out, amen, gambling and drinking and lying and cheating, amen, they're the dominant thing, but there's some little small new things people don't know but you. But that's a foothold where the enemy can come in and find his way into your life and start blaming you, and then you'll start blaming yourself. So the word of God helped to save you from you. That's why the word of God is so important. Amen. It helps to not only helps you, but it also saves you. Amen. The boomerang effect. God love you. God care for you. And you should care for yourself in order to be a better person. Are we going to open up the lines now? And we're in the studio, as always. And thank God for you and you. Amen. We always like to open up the lines and hear other people's testimonies, situations, amen, that God had made you aware of. Or you might have a dream, a vision, or you just might just want to do a prayer. Amen. We always do a lot of prayers at the end. But if God put it on your heart to pray for somebody that you know, amen, we're here. Amen. We're always here to, amen. The Bible said a mouth of two or three people. He said, let his word be established. And also Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. So we're using electronic means now. It's a whole new day. Amen. The word of God is still finding its way throughout the land. Amen. You might want to reach someone. You can tell them to call this number, 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Or possibly at the end of the broadcast, or maybe now, they might not have a phone that they can turn on, but they can go to the website after the program. Go to our website, amen. They can also go to Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, amen. And click on Doctrine of Truth with Bishop Poole as your host. Or, well, you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. We don't take the broadcast lightly, amen, because you never know, amen, where you're going in Christ, or you never know when God been dealing with someone, and you know your song, your prayer, your testimony, your word can be very, very effective in helping someone else. All of us haven't gone through maybe Job's problem, but you know what? God brought Job out. Amen. If you read these different Bible biblical stories in the Bible, it always come out victorious for those that stay with the Lord. Amen. So we're not saying that you're not going to be in problems. You're not going to be in situations. Yes, you will. Amen. The world is set up. Amen. The enemy desired to destroy the world. Amen. You can see things happening. And Jesus said he's going to prepare a better place for us. He's going to prepare a place for us. Amen. That's how much he loved us. He died for us. Now he's preparing mansions and homes, not homes, but mansions for all of his followers. And here on earth, he promised to take care of us and give us all our needs. And some are able to get abundance. Some are able to get abundance because they're able to understand themselves. Yet able to understand themselves and overcome, amen, the yearning and the temptation that the devil throw at them. The devil is a tempter. He's a tempter. That's his way of causing you to fall. He caused Adam and Eve to fall in the Garden of Eden. He tempted Eve. He talked to Eve. Amen. And caused her, amen, to disrespect God and disobey God. And she went back and had a family. Amen. Adam. Amen. He loved his wife. He never thought that it would be possible. What's happening? Amen. Disobedience is sin. Disobedience can cause you to lose out on God. Amen. We have always thought about the big thing, like killing and shooting. Amen. That's a form of disobedience. Amen. But disobedience caused the outward part to happen. Like the book of James said, amen, when sin, amen, come in you, when thoughts come into your life, amen, that is against God, if you don't say, well, this is garbage, I'm going to run this out of my mind, I'm going to think on something else, then when it starts festering and growing, and then you reach out and start doing it, amen, it caused you to fall. It caused you to have a problem. And if you're constantly doing that, amen, then you start fighting yourself. Oh, Lord, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Can you help me? Amen. When you reach out to God for help, and he will send help. That's one thing about God. When you reach out, he loves you so much, and he cares for you so much. Amen. He knows you're very valuable. He He know you're a very intelligent person, and he know how much you inherited from Adam. Adam was a genius in all areas. God respected Adam so, and he said, Adam, go out and name everything you see. Go out and name everything you see. Name all the animals. And whatever Adam said, God said, okay. That's what it is. That's what it is. Amen. God respected Adam, and he still respects you. Amen. So you have to respect yourself and respect what you know, and know that you don't know it all. Amen. And you're learning and you're passing because you can trip up over your own self. So the word of God, it saves you, then it also saves you from you. Amen. It saves you and it saves you, from yourself. Amen. You can save yourself. Then you got to save yourself from the past and future because you got to we are constantly learning. Amen. All right. All right. The studio is open. Amen. We don't want to miss anyone today. We thank God in this study. We have a full, amen, studio. Amen. All of you, we thank God for you and for you. If it wasn't for you, amen, we wouldn't have a program. Amen. Reaching out, and you reaching out. And you can go back later, amen, and listen to many more years of gospel programming. Amen. To help you through the day or the night, you just click on broadcast, amen, and even you can record it. Amen. It helps you because we learn from each other. All right, we're at 954-4427. God bless you.
God bless you. Good evening, and thanks. Good to be back on the call. You talking about saving you. We need to first understand that when we are born, we are carnal minded. Was basically we have the ways of the world in us. And so what we have to do is we have to be taught the word of God. Mm-hmm. So that the word of God now would be the influence in us, would take over and train us in the way we should go. It's up to our parents to instill the word of God in us. Until we are of age, way we can begin to learn on our own, become accountable on our own. Now, as men, God commissioned Adam to be king over the earth. And if anything would get out of order, he was to set it back in order. Now, understand that God was speaking with Adam every day. So he was getting instructions directly from God each day. But God placed him to be king over the earth and to keep things in order. And anytime it was out of order, he would put it in order because he was getting his instructions straight from God. Now that Jesus has came and became a sacrifice for us, his being a sacrifice for us, he was able to release the Holy Spirit into our lives that we can hear directly from the Holy Spirit. Now, our part in hearing from the Holy Spirit is we have to stay in the Word, knowing that the Word is of God, and God is the Word. That's the instruction manual that we are to follow. We ought to be obedient to that. It's the same as us staying in the Word of God, in the Bible, and following the Word and being obedient to the Word is the same as what Adam was doing each evening in the garden when he was speaking directly to God. Right. Now, this is something that's got to be instilled in us so that we will live our lives according to the instruction from God's Word the same way Adam was doing. That way, we can, because see, if we're going to save ourselves, it has to be through the Word of God. It can't be from our carnal mind. We've got to rid ourselves of our carnal mind and become spiritual minded in order to operate this physical body. And that's how we save ourselves. Until we turn our mind over to the Holy Spirit and begin to live in according to God's word, being obedient to that, we won't be able to save ourselves, because being carnal minded, we would never be able to save ourselves in this world.
All right. Very good. Good. Amen. Mm-hmm. God bless you as always. Amen. We need the word of God. We need it. It's a lamp. It's a light. Amen. Mm-hmm. To our walk. Amen. It's a light to our walk in this world. Amen. As long as we stay here, amen, we won't be able to, if we follow anybody, we have to be follow God. God is the one that got the mind to know, amen, what we need. Amen. All right, as always, God bless you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. As always, amen. Saving, you never thought about where we can save ourselves. Amen. God save us. Many parents and many men and women have children or family. Amen. They sacrifice themselves for us, working and saving up. And amen. They say, well, I don't need to go to church. Amen. I know I love God. Amen. I'm out here working, providing for the family. Amen. And they sometimes, if they don't be very careful, they'll be slowly lured into, amen, that seducing spirit the enemy has out there. Amen. To pull them into that carnal state. Amen. All right, we're going to continue. We're going to get sidetracked here. And we want to give everybody else a chance to express themselves. We're out here moving in now. We're moving in, and we want to, amen, we have to forget, we can't forget, in other words, those that are coming in from other religions, other foundations. They have learned, amen, it's very important, it's vital that they continue in the word of God and other people, being other people there to answer those questions, amen, about forgiveness, amen, how far God and how much God forgive them. Amen. They come in with other doctrines of other gods. Amen. And once they hear about Jesus, amen, they don't have to kill themselves no more. They have to do anything anymore. Amen. Trying to buy their way to salvation. And now they're wrestling with, like Paul said, he found what's going on in his members. Amen. That fleshly world still wrestling against him. All right, studio is open. Amen. Get your call in before someone else, before we leave the air. Amen. I thank God for all of you. We're reaching out. Amen. To get more public. Amen. Airways, and because of you, we're able to go that far. Amen. So all of us have a hope. All of us should have a vision. The Bible said, where there is no vision, the people perish. So we all need a vision. We all need a constant push, amen, to do more in God. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Our technician will put you in. Those that are coming in to the studio for the first time that are listening, all you have to do is push 1 on your phone and remain there. And our technician will put you in, amen, and I will announce your area code and your last 4 digits of your telephone number. You don't have to give your name, a location. We thank God for you. We want to give you all the privacy as possible, amen, and you can relax, amen, express yourself, amen, because these broadcasts are being listened to again by others on the computers. And even though yourself, you can go back to this broadcast and listen, amen, and bring it into your Bible study. Bring it into your Bible study, amen, and listen with other groups, amen, and other family members, amen. It might be something been said that you've been studying on the Bible, and now it comes clear to you, amen. You might become clear. All right, press 1 on your phone, and we'll have our technician put you in. Amen. The word of God saved you, but it also saved you from yourself. It also saved you from yourself. Amen. How it does that? It lets you know. Amen. There's always forgiveness, no condemnation. All right, I think we're back at 954-4427. Amen. It looks like yes, sir. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, we can never get enough of the word in us. You know, every day we are learning. We have been tried through experiences in life, and it's the trying of the word. The word, we have to deposit it with us, because everyday life is going to try us on what word that we receive. The enemy wants to take and rob us of that word before it can settle in our spirit and get in our heart that we live by it. So we're constantly battling against the world to keep the word before us and be obedient to the word. And the only way you can do that, we have to meditate. We have to meditate on the word. Oftentimes, our weekly service that most of us attend, a weekly service, we to take that word that we hear in our weekly service and go home. And all week long, we have to take that word and see, does it line up? Get your Bible out and see, does that word line up with the Bible? The word of God, God said that we should try to the word by the word. Find two or three scriptures to support what you heard. All week long, you have a whole week to go over what you heard coming from the pulpit and see, does it line up with the word of God? And if it and when it lines up with the word of God, now you can meditate on that and live by that word all week long. But you just don't sit there and hear it and wait till next week to hear another message. You got to take it home and digest it. You got to dissect that word and take it home. Get it in your spirit that it becomes a part of you. You know, so that now you are actually living that word. You're not just hearers of it. You actually live in the word.
All right. All right. Very good. David said he meditated on the word day and night. You got to have some time that you can digest it, read it, pull it apart. Amen. And like it was being said, amen. You can hear and hear and hear and get word all week. And amen. Like we put stuff in the refrigerator and the cupboard and the cabinet. You got to take it out sometime and feed the spirit man, the inner man. Amen. And it helps you. It helps you against your problems. It helps you. Amen. We can measure our strength. You know, a boxer or any athlete or anyone competing, our young people, or whatever, we're going to take a job or career or something, they find the best instructor, someone that knows more than they know, someone that able to been there and done that, and sit down and talk with them and let them bring them up to that level of understanding and instruction. Amen. So they become stronger. They become wiser. They become a better person. Amen. Then they begin to see God is for them. Amen. You have to digest it. You have to get it into you. All right. Studio is open. The lines are open. Those that desire to make a comment, amen. We have a time is kind of slipping away from us. But we want to hear from you and you and you. We thank God for all of you, the 954s and the 305s and the 561s, amen, and the 786s, amen. All of you, we thank God for all of you, wherever you might be, those that are listening on computers, amen. We thank God for you, amen. We're talking about, amen, you know you're saved. You know you're saved. And one point that came up, amen, God revealed to me, amen, I had to take a look. You have to take a little look sometime at the word of God, how God opened up things to you. Amen. When Jesus brought Lazarus from the dead, Amen. And Jesus told him, say, when he got to the grave site, he said, roll the stone away. Jesus didn't go up there with his hand and roll the stone. Amen. All right, we're at area code 305 now. 4271. Area code 305. 4271. God bless you, Doctor.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. We thank God for life today. Thank you for the opportunity to listen in to the truth again. And I think tonight it's a difficult situation because God, we're looking at what God gave every man. Everybody loved themselves, and that's a we all love ourselves. But do we have the capacity to think the truth concerning that our secrets, God already know our secrets. You know, our deepest secrets, God already knows them. And the question is, do I really belong to him? Do I see it that way? And it's a need, Bishop, for the things of God to remain in us. I like what the previous caller was saying. You got to get that word in you because that word exposes, you see, on the inside. That's where our secrets are. Before the outside forces can destroy us, what's on the inside will get us every time, long before forces from the outside to get us. So what God did, he sent a man. He sent a likeness of himself to abide in us. And that right there is the secret. You see, that's what it's all about, being saved from yourself. Listen, you can say what you want to say, but you a lie quick to hide yourself. It don't be intentionally, in a sense of being right or wrong. It's just what the inside man does. So we are living, amen, by the word of God, so that self can be exposed. And that's why he said, confess your faults. That's why he said, I'm just to forgive you your sins. God cleanses us from all our sins. So that's what I was kind of looking at there. That's a deep thought there. So that's what I was looking at, Bishop.
All right, Doctor, we're going to go to another caller.
561-1413.
Yes, we weren't sure.
Praise the Lord.
I bless you. Go ahead, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the subject. Good evening, everyone. It's been a long time. It's such a joy to be on the line and hear everyone. I would like to say the word of God. I'm a living witness that it saved us for myself. Just yesterday, I had a praise report. When I went to the kidney specialist, the doctor said, I don't want to see you no more. He gave me smiley faces on all of my reports. And I shouted up a storm in that place, and nobody bothered me. Everybody was praising the Lord with me. So I thank God I kept speaking the word. The word saved me from my doubting Thomas part of myself, the doubting Thomas part of myself. So it went before me, amen, and it did what it did. And I thank God for the word, and I thank God for y'all that are worshiping in Christ, that are walking and talking in the word. God bless you, and it sure is needed in such a time as this. Speak the word.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you for the wonderful testimony. He still lives. Did you know God's still living? He's still the same.
Yes, sir.
All right. Area code 561-5981.
Nobody's watching.
Go right ahead.
Wait. Millions of people.
God bless you. Go right ahead. I think we had a bad connection there. 561-5981. Amen. All right. All right. God bless you. Amen. We can go back to our technician going to put us in. Amen. I think you have. All right. We are going to take, I think we're looking at now with a 954 again, 4427. Amen. 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 Thank God for the praise report. Amen. All right. 305-405-427. God bless you. Go right ahead.
Amen, amen, Bishop. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, Bishop. We can't live by the word if we don't meditate and study the word. You know, everything that we ever learned in our lives, we spent time in. We put our interest in it. We kept our minds on it. That's how we got where we could do the things we do, whether it was a job or some kind of sports, whatever it was, we just didn't hear it or see it. We went home, we focused on it. We kept it before us. We picked up any little material we could get on it, and we kept our mind focused on what that was we had interest in. This is where it is with the Word of God. If you're going to live according to the Word of God, then you got to spend time in it. You got to invest your time and your interest in it. Otherwise, you will never get it in your spirit. And without it being in your spirit, you can't live it. You can't live off the top of your head. Off what's on the top of your head is only not going to last any longer than what you can remember. But when you study and meditate on it daily, you'll get it in your spirit. Once you get it in your spirit, it becomes like what they call a muscle reflex. You don't have to think about it. You automatically know what to do, and you'll do accordingly.
All right. Very good. I thought about when you used to, was out in the world, you hit your finger, and, oh, my God, what come out your mouth? Amen. You hit your hand or bump your feet, and I say, oh, Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You get it down in you. Like you say, what's down in you, it'll come out. Amen. It'll come out to you. All right. Amen. We're not rushing anyone, but we're trying to get in. All right. We're having difficulty with 561-5981. 5981. Amen. But anyway, we're trying to get in as many people we can. Amen. You make your comments. Amen. We're getting close to prayer time. We got about another two minutes before we go into prayer. Amen. Once you analyze yourself and look at yourself, amen, stop beating up yourself. Amen. God saves thee. God say, whosoever will, let him come. That's a big statement. And it's depend on you. Amen. It's up to you now. Once those of you accept Christ, amen, you start learning. And you got to start repeating it, writing it down, get it so that you can memorize it, and let it start soaking down in your spirit. That's something, the Word of God is sharp, quick, cuts between the marrow and the bone. If you can't sleep at night, get you a Bible or get you some tapes, amen, and put it around you, amen. Whatever bothering you, whatever condition your body's in, amen, the God will begin to show you and reveal you. Or that little natural man that fall right off the sleep. To fall right off the sleep. Amen. The Word of God is sharp. It cuts between the marrow and the bone. Amen. That's how sharp it is. It does an operation in you. It does surgery in you. Amen. I witnessed that. Amen. God gave me that many years ago when I give it to people in the hospital. They have various problems and situations. Amen. Let's read the Word of God. Read the Gospel according to John. Amen. It builds up belief in yourself. God, amen. He turned water to wine. He began to do this. He began to do that. Meditate on that. And it builds up your faith. All right, we're about to take one more caller, then we're going to go into prayer. One more caller, then we're going to go into prayer. Amen. If you got a short comment, a dream, a vision, a praise report, amen. We'd like to hear Amen. God's still alive. He is. He's still alive. All right, 305-4271. Bless you.
We thank you, Lord, for your goodness tonight. Thank you for your blessings and how you have kept us all day long. We thank you for this program tonight and how we ought to be saved for ourselves. We thank you, Lord, for your presence living in us and your purpose that you have given yourself, your son, that we could live, have life more abundantly. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, we'll have another prayer. Amen. We need about two more prayers. Those, amen. If you'd like to pray for the audience tonight, just press 1 on your phone. All right, 561-1413.
Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for all the saints. Lord, we even thank you for those that feel that they can't. Lord, strengthen and guide them the more. Keep us, Lord. We just thank you for Bishop and everybody that's in support of him, Lord, on this blog talk, Lord, that it touched people, many people around the world, in the nations. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for how it's just a refreshing, Lord. It's just a refreshing and a blessing as we seek your face, Lord, through your word. Lord, we thank you. We become closer, closer and closer to you, Lord. And thank you for separating us, Lord, from this filthy world so we may be clean within, Lord. And we walk in your word and we live by your will in the name of Jesus. We just give you the honor and the glory. And every time, Lord, the saints on this line give you the glory, please enlarge their territory, whichever situation that is, the territory of their health, the territory of their wealth, their mind, whatever, their family, whatever that territory is, Lord, I'm believing, we're believing on one accord that you will enlarge it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. One more caller, and one more prayer. We can take another short prayer. All right.
Father God, Father God, we come together tonight on this broadcast. We thank you, Father God, for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, for all the saints who chimed in and shared the word with us. We pray, Father God, as we share with one another, that we sharpen one another like iron sharpens iron. Help us, Father God, through the wisdom of your word, that we increase in faith. And that, Father God, we be obedient to your word always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And, Father, we thank you. You say now faith, and, Lord, we believe in it now. Oh, God, we're looking at the now. Oh, Lord, because we know you're the now God. You're living God. You're now, you're here, you're everywhere, you're all-powerful, you're all-seeing. And, Lord, you see us as we're coming together electronically. Amen. But in spirit, we're touching one another. We're encouraging one another. So now, Lord, in the name of Jesus the Christ, now, Lord, oh God, heal, 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 be healed. 954, be healed. 305, be healed. Be blessed. 561, 561s and 954s, be blessed and be healed. God, loose, oh, Satan's hand. Whatever he's trying to do against his people will not hold, will not hold. Give him the mind to persevere and press on because we live by faith and not by sight. And we know that you are now God. You are now God, and we're believing now. Amen. We thank God for all of you all. Amen. Walk in the now. Walk in the now. And walk in a brighter day because there's hope. There's hope. Amen. God's people have hope. Amen. Don't lose your hope. If you're down, you still got hope. If you're broke, you still got hope. If you're sick, you got hope. Amen. If you're disappointed, you still got a hope. You can get up. You can move around because faith is now is the substance of things hope. Amen. We got the hope of God. We got the glory of God. Amen. And God is with us always. We're saying that we love you. Amen. Continue to press on. Amen. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Until next time, amen. Go forth and prosper. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.